Welcome to the Avaya podcast edition of Mobile Workforce for Dummies. This podcast features highlights from Mobile Workforce for Dummies, Avaya Limited Edition. This podcast explains why a mobile communications strategy is in the best interest of your business, what needs to go into your strategy, and how you can best put one together. Throughout this podcast, you will hear sound effects like this, alerting you to helpful tips, reminders, technical information, warnings, or case studies. After the conclusion of this podcast, please visit avaya.com/podcasts to download the complete guide. Now, let's explore the possibilities of the mobile workforce. What is mobility? Mobility means providing universal access to the communication, tools, information, and applications you rely on to be productive, regardless of where you are or what device you have access to at the time. With today's mobility tools, you can access voice, email, and fax messages from one mailbox. Dial one number to reach associates, whether they are at the office or somewhere else, and enjoy the same communication features wherever you are working, on the road, at home, or in the office. Research shows that today's workers can be divided into four groups: desk-bound workers, teleworkers, campus nomads, and road warriors. Most enterprises have most, if not all, of these types of workers. Here's a reminder. Don't confuse teleworkers with people in field offices. They are not the same. If you establish a field office, that office is still an extension of your main office. You control the infrastructure in that office, including the positioning of employees there. Teleworkers aren't in any of your physical offices. They are located elsewhere and work for you using an infrastructure that you don't control but must still manage in many regards. With the advent of high-speed networking into homes and hotels, the number of teleworkers has increased. DSL and cable broadband have made data sharing fast and easy, even though such high-speed connections are not necessary for all teleworkers. Technology has even made it possible for teleworkers with nothing more than a 56K dial-up connection to connect with your infrastructure and effectively work from a distance. Businesses use two primary types of networks in day-to-day operations: voice and data. Depending on the mobility of the worker, the type of phone network used can vary. Workers who are more stationary, such as desk-bound workers and teleworkers, primarily use wired phones. These phones may go through the enterprise's phone switch, or they may go directly to the public phone network. Workers who are more mobile are likely to use wireless phones. Calls placed on these devices are eventually routed through the public phone network. The calls simply travel a different path to access the same network capabilities. A local area network, or LAN, is used to share data among an organization's computers. By definition, a LAN covers a local area such as an office, a department. Most organizations have some sort of network in place that allows individuals to share files, printers, and messages, and to collaborate more effectively. Here's some technical stuff you may find interesting. The generally accepted maximum size for a LAN is approximately 1,000 square meters. This size limitation is largely due to technical considerations related to wiring and signal strength. A wide area network, or WAN, is a computer network covering a wide or dispersed geographical area. If an enterprise has many far-flung offices that need to share data with each other, the traditional way of connecting them is with a WAN. In some respects, the internet can be considered a WAN because it allows different local area networks, or LANs, to connect with each other. A virtual private network, or VPN, is an encrypted private communications session established using a public network as the communications medium. Because connections to the internet are so easy and economical these days, many enterprises are relying less and less on their own WANs. Instead, they establish their own VPN over the internet by adding extensive encryption and security features that protect their communications while traveling over the public network. Many enterprises are increasingly migrating their traditionally separate voice and data networks to a single network. Because voice can now be handled digitally, it is possible to introduce voice as data packets to the same local area networks traditionally used only for computing. Voice over IP, or VoIP, allows audio to be sent over the internet using the same technology that has been used for decades to send messages and files. This means that voice communications, which were the purview of phone companies, can be packetized and sent over the same networks already used for an organization's existing data. Although VoIP is still relatively new, the technologies on which it is based are both mature and proven. key elements in building a cost-effective and robust strategy for your mobile workers. Here's a tip. For more information on VoIP, download VoIP for Dummies Avaya Limited Edition from avaya.com/podcasts. Any enterprise strategy for mobility must take into account all the available networks as well as the tools that may be used by the people on those networks. If you examine your workers' needs, their tools, and your business networks, you'll have a good idea of the solutions available to you when you develop your own mobility strategy. A warning. One way to avoid costly mistakes when looking for solutions is to work with a knowledgeable consultant. After you recognize that your workforce is changing, it is imperative that you plan for that change and manage your enterprise's response to it. Although there is no one-size-fits-all blueprint for mobile communications, general guidelines can help the process go more smoothly and make the outcome more beneficial. Avaya believes that any robust mobility solution must include a unified approach to meeting common business communications needs. Thus, a key component in meeting the mobile needs of your organization is unified communications. The concept that the most common methods of communicating, landline and cellular phone, fax, email, instant messaging, and more, should be managed and accessed through a single infrastructure. Just a reminder, there's a gotcha in developing any mobility strategy. The wide range of mobile technologies available today can offer tremendous opportunities. But these technologies can also fall short of expectations if they aren't integrated with the organization's current workflow, can't grow with the organization, and can't be implemented and managed in a strategic manner. To develop a coherent strategy, you need to be concerned with three areas: the client's experience, costs, and operations. In dealing with changing work habits and new technology, it's easy to forget that the primary focus in any business strategy, including one for mobility, is your client's experience. Clients keep the doors open, and helping clients have a good experience with your organization builds loyalty and fosters repeat business. Fortunately, a positive client experience is measurable. When it comes time to implement your mobility strategy, consider measuring how satisfied your clients are when communicating with your organization. Then continue measuring as you roll out the strategy. A successful strategy should result in a quantifiable increase in satisfaction. Any mobility strategy should seek ways to put clients in touch with those who can satisfy their needs, when they need them satisfied. If clients can get answers quickly without the need to wait for return calls, they are more likely to make the decisions that reward your organization. The many considerations of an enterprise mobility strategy may seem daunting, but the potential payoff is too great for most enterprises to ignore. A powerful business case can be made for a competent, comprehensive mobile strategy. The importance of providing your workforce with the competitive tools of mobility will only become more acute in the coming years. The following case study may shed some light on how mobile technology solutions from Avaya have helped companies succeed. The San Francisco Museum of Modern Art updates its communications infrastructure frequently to ensure that employees and members enjoy the benefits of the most advanced technologies. When the 5-year lease on the museum's Siemens PBX telephone system neared expiration in 2004, the museum had several reasons to radically improve the existing communications infrastructure. The IT group was wasting too many hours managing basic moves, ads, and changes. The voicemail system failed continually. In addition, annual maintenance costs in the neighborhood of $65,000 far exceeded the value of the existing system. The museum staff realized that a streamlined, converged network featuring VoIP technology would minimize management activity, help regain lost productivity, and reduce recurring costs while better serving the needs of employees and ensuring more personalized relationships with both patrons and donors. Chief among the museum's requirements was the need to leverage its existing data infrastructure from Extreme Networks. The IT group had time and resources invested in managing and administering their existing technology and wanted to get the biggest return possible from that expertise. The logical answer was to select a VoIP solution that could interoperate well with Extreme. Extreme felt that the Avaya solution was the optimal choice for its network in terms of performance and reliability. Avaya offered an application-based model, a compelling advantage. The museum's IT group could simply plug in the phones, assign them IP addresses, and manage them as appliances. Since deploying an IP-based system, the museum significantly simplified communications usage so employees gain valuable information faster, direct greater attention to business tasks, and increase overall productivity. Museum employees are enjoying the benefits of an advanced communications infrastructure that puts greater control in their hands, even when they're away from their desks. Given the changing nature of the workplace and the technologies available, there is no reason not to create your own strategy, unless you want to give up your competitive advantage. Only you know your business well enough to know what is best for your organization. Just as your vision is different from that of other people in other businesses, so your mobile strategy will be different. In the full version of this guide, you will find 10 tips that, if heeded, will help you create a successful mobile communications strategy in short order. Thank you for listening to the Avaya podcast edition of Mobile Workforce for Dummies. For greater insight, more tips and warnings, and more coverage of the topic, download the full guide at avaya.com/podcasts.